I had to figure out what mute button was what on the phone.
Well, that'll be a pretty awesome feat if you stay with us the whole time. You have good cell reception everywhere you're driving.
Yes, it's everywhere I want to be.
Is that a commercial or something? What provider do you have so we can give them a shout out?
AT&T.
AT&T. Keeping Sin online with us.
AT&T, totally cool unless they're your internet provider, and then they'll throttle you.
Truth.
Hello, everyone, and thanks for tuning in to episode 37 of the Guardian Hub podcast, where we talk Destiny and our experiences in the game. We like to spotlight different guests and communities and talk about our experiences. This is Kingsley Mack, and you know, I was going to say, Sin, you're our guest tonight because you're on the road. How are you doing? You're not actually our guest, but I'll get to that in a second. Are you with us, Sin? Can we hear you? Breaker.
Yeah, you can hear me. I don't know if you can hear my ways or not. Because I got my ways going, I got driving, so it's good. It's good. I at least made it. That's the main thing.
Oh, that's awesome. No, we can't hear your ways, so I guess that's a plus. That would be kind of funny to hear the
police reported.
Yeah. So if Sin cuts out tonight, that is why. But we wanted to have him on the line, but that's okay. We also have our special guest tonight. We are very excited to have Mr. Fluffy Fingers, MD, from the Potato Thumbs podcast. How are you doing, man?
Emphasis on special. I'm doing great, man. It's been a good Friday.
Oh, good. Good Friday. You know, we're recording this right after Thanksgiving. Did you have a fun or a crazy or a happy Thanksgiving? How was yours?
Yeah, it was good. My parents offered to have it at their place, but they recently moved into a townhome. So we counter offered at our house. So it was a little bit more, suited for a bunch of people. And so everyone came over to our house on Thursday and, it was good, man. No drama, just cooked food and drank beer and hung out and everyone had a good time. You know, my parents split when I was like 5 and they both remarried. So, you know, it's always interesting, like, you know, to see like how everyone's going to do together, but both families came over and everyone was great. So you can't ask for anything better than that.
That is good. Yeah, like how you said you counter offered. It's like some negotiation deal.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's see. But you know, that's smart that you were able to get them to come over.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, my parents' place is perfect for them, but, you know, you put like 10 adults in there and a bunch of little kids and, that the small space gets very small very fast. So this way kids can run around and adults can drink wine and beer and socialize, and it just works out better.
Yeah. You know, I'm not a big drinker, but this year was the first Thanksgiving where I actually got kind of tipsy. And let me tell you, it was kind of nice. I didn't have to worry about dealing with, I don't really like my parents as much. My in-laws families are great. My sister's families and everything, but my younger sister invited me and my wife over for a private party, a beforehand drinking party, because some other people in my family just don't drink at all. We're like, yeah. So we come over, we had some Moscow mules, some wine and stuff. And let me tell you, it was kind of nice just feeling chill the rest of the night.
Right. I think that's the key, right? It's just like to be relaxed. And I think that just makes it easier for everyone.
Sin, how was yours? What did you end up doing for Thanksgiving?
We ended up having the dinner or late lunch. Yeah. That was done at So we hosted, had a bunch of people over. It was mainly my wife's side of the family. My parents ended up going to my brother's. So for staying home with three kids is definitely nice. Got to drink a little bit of rum. Really enjoyed that. Some of that bamboo rum.
Oh, happened, yes. So. You're always talking about that bamboo. Yeah. I still need to get some.
It's delicious, and it's almost gone now. But Fluffy was mentioning he had some beers, and I know you talk a lot about different beers on Tato Thumbs. Mm-hmm. What was your beer choice for Thanksgiving?
Oh, man. Well, we, you know, I've been on this weird sour beer kick now for a few months. I blame Admiral Nips for that. He like converted me. So I had a fruited gauze that I really like from Harvester or from Half Brothers. They're out of North Dakota. But we recently got Carbon 4, which is a Madison beer from Nips's hometown. And I've never seen them in the Twin Cities in Minneapolis, St. Paul. And I went to the liquor store to pick up, you know, a wide variety of beer for the different beer drinkers in my family. And they had Carbon 4 there. And so they had Fantasy Factory, which I think is some of the best artwork I've ever seen on beer. And I picked up a case of that. So that was pretty special to see, you know, this beer that I've had when I go to visit Nips over the past few years that I've never been able to get in my hometown. And sure enough, there it was looking right at me on Wednesday. So I picked up a case, and I think that was definitely the treat for the weekend, was, you know, finding something new.
Oh, that's
awesome. Yeah. I don't think I've tried too many sour beers, if any.
Yeah, I was very, very against them for a long time. Like, I could not stand them, and something just clicked this summer. And I don't know, man, there's some about the lightness and the tartness to them. I don't like them all, but they're interesting. They're an acquired taste, though, that's for sure.
I'm willing to try all different flavors at least once and see.
Yeah,
some of the lighter ones I've kind of been off lately. I'm more in the darker beers right now, but I could see myself switching too. I mean, it's just kind of what you're in the mood for, right? Any given month or year or whatever, you know?
Right. Well, and it changes even day to day, you know, like something you might know that's tried and true. And then you don't feel it that day or whatever. So yeah, it's definitely a product of the atmosphere and just everything else that's been going on in your environment that can affect what tastes good and what doesn't. So,
yeah. Well, I did want to bring up, you know, you're obviously from the Potato Thumbs podcast. For those that are not as familiar with your show, tell us a little bit about it. Like, what you guys like to talk about on your podcast.
I think number one is we like to have fun. So, I mean, and in the sense of like, we like to have fun. So, if there's a stupid inside joke that we can run with the entire show and only one other person is going to get it, we're going to run with it because it makes us laugh. We are a Destiny podcast. We try and talk about other things as well. You know, anyone who listens to this show knows that I have a problem. I only play one video game. I am through and through a Destiny player. Like, put me in the Crucible, and I can challenge myself and my skills and be happy till tomorrow, like no problem. Nips is a lot better at playing other games like Witcher and card games like Gwent and things like that, you know. But we try and talk video games. We talk a little bit of music. We try and throw in some music podcasts every couple weeks. And you know, when we first started out, we really like strive to get like big names on and like big influencers in the community. But as the weeks have gone on, I think we really like to focus on bringing on our friends and bringing on people in our Discords and bringing on people that we game with, because like the natural flow to the conversation and just having fun and that connection between people, it really makes for a good show. And yeah, so it's kind of cool to see how it's changed over the years. But yeah, I think just the key thing is just having fun, man. Just hitting record and seeing what happens.
Yeah, for sure. And I was going to ask about like how you've noticed things change over the years. I mean, you're on episode 123, so you've been doing this for a few years, obviously. Mm-hmm. How's that been? Like, has there been times where it's like, oh, because I mean, you don't have to like give us any secrets, but I know a lot of podcasts, they always have that come to Jesus moment where it's like, are we going to keep this going? Like what's kept you going, or what have you changed over the years? You talk about the inside jokes. That's probably the biggest thing, is just having fun, right? And just keeping it lighthearted.
Yeah. So, there's quite a few things that I think has made us successful. I think the first thing is we complement each other really well. I'm a little bit more like crazy and wild and goofy and, spontaneous. And Nips is very well thought out, intelligent. Dude has like a photographic memory, you know, he remembers everything. But he has a lot of common sense too. So I think we really balance each other out in that aspect. And then for us, it was always about having fun. So like we don't focus on numbers. Like we never have had a conversation about worrying about how many downloads we have. You know, we don't worry.
No one should worry about that, right? It's just right. Nothing worth worrying about.
Exactly. Yeah. And we don't really focus, like we don't have a Patreon. And when I'm saying all this stuff, this is just our way. It's not the right way. It doesn't mean that what other people do is wrong. It's just what works for us, right? So like we have a t-shirt shop, so we sell t-shirts, but that money goes into it'll pay our fees for the year for our server. And then after that, which just allows us to give away things to the community, you know? So because we both have jobs and because we're both like, you know, adults and older, like for us, it's like, well, we know how our bills are getting paid and it's not through podcasting. So we're going to have fun with it. And we're going to, you know, we're not set in it to make money. We're just here to like, just have a good time. And I think that's really helped. And we both agreed, like, when we stop having fun, we'll figure out something else to do, you know?
Very true. Very true. I mean, you're right about going into it and not expecting, like, one good thing about me starting this podcast a little bit later in the game is I kind of already knew, like, I'm doing this because I want to. It's a cathartic thing. I want to have fun. I want to talk about Destiny. But yeah, it'd be silly to, I don't even like having the 1% hope in the background. Like, if it gets big for some reason, okay, that's weird. That's cool. I don't care. It's just, I want to have fun. I don't care about downloads. I don't care about like making money or anything like that.
Right. And if you,
and that's why I was able to find Sin, because he's very cheap.
And if you get bigger, if you're successful doing it the way that you want to do it and the way that you're having fun, like that's just going to set you up to be more successful, right? Because you're doing it the right way from the start. You're doing it as you, you know what I mean? Instead of like, if you look at people who like stream for the wrong reason, like they burn out or they get stressed out or they don't make it because they're focused on the wrong things and they're approaching it the wrong way.
Yes.
You know, and if you're true to yourself and true to what you're doing, like, and you do get that knock on the door for opportunity, then you're doing it the right way. So you're going to be more successful at doing it.
Yeah.
So this is why I haven't received an actual paycheck yet.
I would say
maybe by the time next year, Sin, I'll have enough. If we, I don't know, we don't even have a Patreon, so where are we going to get any money? But I was going to say I could give you maybe $50 next year. Is that a pretty good paycheck?
I can tell you that, Sin, we've done a really bad job of actually saving any money that we've made, and I'm pretty sure that we're in the hole for giving away t-shirts for the weight loss competition and all the other stupid things that we do. So it's probably not the best bet for getting that paycheck.
Oh yeah,
good. But that's what hobbies are, right?
Yeah, definitely. With the hobby aspect, I can definitely get that, but it's okay. I'm definitely, if you haven't noticed, because I work so much, I'm definitely not in it for the money.
Right. And that's I mean, that's what makes for a great podcast, because you guys are in it for the right reasons.
Exactly. Like, I guess at some point it might be fun to do t-shirts or Patreon or something. Who knows? I don't really, maybe I will, maybe I won't, but I don't mind paying the yearly domain fees and the Podbean hosting fees, because to me, my normal job's good enough that I can throw a couple dollars here a month just to have something doing that I'm having fun with it. Like, this is, again, it's for everyone, but it's also for me, and I have fun doing the podcast. And I guess that's what you're saying. It's true. You just got to have fun doing it.
Right. Exactly, man. And I mean, we keep saying that we're going to use like t-shirt money to help fund the show. But then like, we're like, oh, hey, should we just throw a contest? Yeah. Okay. We got $20 in the account. All right, let's go. Let's give someone a t-shirt, exactly. You know, like, cause that's what's fun, right? It's fun. Just hanging out with the community and doing things like that, you know, like things come up and I don't know.
Well, you obviously like to talk about Destiny. Has there been times in the past where you've thought, whoa, do we still want to talk about Destiny, or it's hard talking about Destiny?
You know, I think that comes like on the same wavelength of we complement each other well. So I know that there's definitely been times in, you know, the past 100 and whatever shows that we have, where maybe Admiral Nips will be playing something else a little bit, you know, whether he's into The Division or doing another playthrough of The Witcher or, you know, whatever it might be at the time, right? So he more comes back and forth with the game. Like he always plays Destiny, but like if a new good game comes out, he might play it for a few weeks before he comes back. But for me, I really love The Crucible, man. And so I don't really get that bored with it. I try not to let things, you know, that are like OP or overpowered to make a bad time for me. You know, people spend a lot of energy on complaining about whatever the new hot item is, whether it's One-Eyed Mask or Recluse, or, you know, there's always going to be a thing. And I think that's what I realized early on, is they'll never get Destiny perfectly balanced, because then it won't be fun. I mean, we saw them get close with Vanilla Year or Vanilla Destiny 2. It was pretty close, but no matter what they do, there's always going to be something that has a slight edge on it, right? And so I try and look past all that, and I try and just go into the Crucible and go, okay, this is my skill set. I know I'm a very average player, but what decisions can I make to set me up to be successful? Like, what can I do today with my playing to make me a better player and to make me become a better player? And when I die to something, I don't go, oh, they just beat me because they used XXX gun or because they had so-and-so exotic. I try and say, what mistake did I make? And every time I can figure out what I did wrong. Like, I pushed out when I shouldn't have. I went on a 5-kill streak and I got super aggressive and cocky and I pushed out and I shouldn't have, or I wasn't using cover, or I wasn't looking at my radar, or whatever it is. And because I love PvP so much, it's easy for me to go in and just play and have a good time and constantly challenge myself and constantly be honest with myself about what stupid decisions I'm making that led to not a 2.0 game or a 3.0 game or whatever, or, you know, trying to climb ranks. So I think that constant challenge of bettering myself keeps me entertained. And, you know, I have days where I tilt or days where it just isn't clicking. And then I'll go do something stupid, like I'll go farm for an exotic quest that I haven't done yet or something like that. Or maybe just turn it off and go do some outside, go work out or something and come back to it in a few hours.
Yeah, I love that. Now, I feel like I have a lot of those same tendencies that you say, even though I don't love hopping in Crucible as much. But when I do, I tend to be pretty chill about it. I'm not super competitive against others. If anything, it's just for myself.
Right.
And, you know, what you said kind of resonated too, because I feel like, yeah, it's not worth getting tilted about things. And one thing, and I'm not like calling anyone out by any means, it's not that big of a deal, but something I just realized when you were giving your speech too, is sometimes the reason why I don't like going in Crucible is because everyone on my team also complaining. You know,
yeah, no, dude.
And I get it. I get it, guys. I'm not calling anyone out, but I'm just saying it's like, it kind of puts me down too, you know?
Yep. Admiral Nips has referred to me more than once as a delicate flower. And it's kind of a running joke that we have because, like, I will definitely be in a position where if someone's being super toxic, like, it will eventually wear off on me. And not to the point that I get toxic, but I just, like, shut down. Like, I just slowly become more and more quiet, less and less engaged. And I don't like that.
I'm that way too. It's the passive aggressive, right? Kind of like that type of a situation. Yeah.
Yeah. So I've been getting better, like, at calling out my friends. Like, if they're being like that, I'm like, hey dude, you need to chill out. If I'm streaming, I will 100% call them out on it and just be like, dude, you need to chill or you need to jump out a party because people don't want to sit here and listen to you bitch for 4 hours. But yeah, man, it you know, it's one of those things where if I notice a trend with people being like that, I play with them less. Yeah, you know?
Yeah.
Like, there's definitely people that I prefer to play PvP with because, you know, either they're good and they don't tilt, or they know that they're not good and they don't tilt.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah. Oh, that's excellent. So you like PvP a lot in the game. What would you say? Is that kind of what got you in right away when you started Destiny? Maybe tell us something about your origin story with Destiny.
No, not at all. So I was a Call of Duty kid. And my first time playing Destiny, my wife's cousin is a gamer. He's a big gamer, PC gamer mainly, but he plays a little Xbox too. And he came to our house to hang out with my wife for her birthday. He lives in St. Louis, and so he flew down to Minnesota and is going to hang out with us for a week. And you know, we're about the same age, so we're pretty good friends because we're both nerds. And he brought Destiny with, because he brought his Xbox. Because I was like, dude, come over, we'll play Call of Duty. And he's like, nah, dude, I don't like Call of Duty. So he brought Gears and he brought Destiny. And I tried playing Destiny. And here I am, this like hardcore Call of Duty player, right? Like, one shot kill, whoever gets the drop gets the kill. You know, I'm used to this Twitch shooter type of thing, and he brings Destiny, where it's like an aerial gameplay. And it was during like the Felwinter shotgun meta, so it was pretty early on in vanilla, and I could not kill anyone, man. And I played like one or two matches of PvP, and I was like, fuck this game, I don't want anything to do with this game, like, no thank you. And I didn't touch Destiny after that for quite a while. And then November of Taken King, I had a surgery scheduled, and I knew I was going to be laid up for at least a week, like with like very little mobility. So I was like, all right, well, I'm going to buy myself an Xbox, you know, because the 360 is old, and get some new games. And one of my coworkers slid me the vanilla Destiny disc because he's trying to give me a play it forever. And I'm like, nah, dude, it's not my thing. He's like, dude, just take the disc for the week. Give it back to me when you're done. I have another one, because he had to buy Taken King, so he just gave me the vanilla disc. I'm like, okay. And I put it in, and I went out, or I didn't go out. I had my wife buy the Taken King for me 3 days later, because I was like, oh my god, I want whatever the new thing is, because this is great. And then I started playing with my cousin, and we didn't play a lot of PvP. It was a lot of PvE, a lot of raids, what was the raid for Taken King?
The King's Fall raid.
King's Fall, yeah. Just LFG King's Fall raids every week, like multiple times, and lots of failures there. And I didn't get into PvP until maybe like that following late summer, fall. And then I learned about trials. And then I started just going crazy on watching videos from like True Vanguard and all those guys, like how to be a sky sniper and how to be a better sniper. And I just wanted to go flawless. So it was like watch as many videos as I can and record my gameplay and see what mistakes I'm playing and like try and set up trials teams before the weekend and play with people like regularly during the week and play Elim to like get better at trials. And that was like my focus from there on out, was just I wanted to go flawless. And that's actually how I got into PvP League, and that's how I met Nips, and that's how the whole podcast thing started, was just really trying to grind PvP and become a better player. So yeah, it all just kind of spiraled out of control from there.
Wow, that's a good story about that. And I would say, yeah, I mean, a lot of people do start Destiny with the PvE. It's almost like how they market the game at first.
Yeah,
and it can break off from there.
Yeah, and PvE is fun. I mean, don't get me wrong, we have Friday nights as our standing raid night. Like that's what I'm doing later tonight after we get done recording, and I love it, you know. I might drag my feet and bitch and complain because it's on Xbox and at 30 frames, but you know, I'll go back to PC on Saturday. So
you need to please join us on the PC side for some more raiding. I've been raiding a lot on the PS4 side, and again, that's where majority of my friends are, so it's totally fine. It doesn't bother me as much as some people, but I just want to play more on PC also, and we need more PC friends to raid with.
Yeah, man. Yeah, we should definitely hook up, because I think the only day of the week that I play Xbox is with my Xbox raid team on Fridays, and then the rest of the week I'm on PC.
I mean, Sin, when's the last time you've hopped on PC? It's been a while too, I believe, right?
Yeah, it's been a hot minute. I've been typically on Wednesdays on my day off, I'll load it up on the laptop, and then I can play while I'm watching the kiddos. Like I can do like piddly stuff that I'm trying to catch up on. Farm kills for quests or whatnot. I can usually do like 10-15 minutes at a time doing that, still watch the kids. But yeah, it's been a while since I've been on PC. I wouldn't mind going back for a raid, or even tonight farming strikes for my Undying title, which I'm super, super close on getting.
Nice.
Ooh. Yeah, so you know, we like to talk about that each week. So before I forget, I believe you got did you get Randy's throwing knife? Trying to remember what you've gotten recently, or the edgewise.
Yeah. I did get it. I did get the Randy's throwing knife, and finalized that. I finalized all the void kills. So the only thing left for me right now is strikes. So that's for what, edgewise, the ritual weapon, and I'm on step 2 of 3 of the quest for the season.
Yeah, you'll get it done. I mean, that strike grind out is probably the most annoying one, but if you're on step 2 of 3, you can get it done, even though we're getting closer to the end of the season here, so I'm sure you'll get that soon enough.
Yeah, absolutely. Just need to time in, so.
I heard that. Did it say, like, police or something coming up?
Yeah, that it does.
So, that was awesome.
I found out that the app... Yeah, basically, I can't talk when somebody else is talking because it won't register my voice. But when I'm talking and something comes up over the speaker, it'll pick up whatever's going on at that time. So Discord on the phone doing this is a little weird, but again, making it work.
Hey, that is awesome, and it's fun to hear the little the ways things coming into the podcast. We don't mind that at all. Police reported ahead.
Yeah.
Hey, what about you, Fluffy Fingers? Do you have any titles yourself?
No. I'm two resets away from Unbroken, but the only way that I'll get that is if my buddies carry me again. I'm close to any other ones.
I'm not sure. You're just a Crucible guy.
I, you know, it's funny, this past week I have, because I have been trying to clear out some of the exotic quests that I had. With cross save now a thing, I get to focus on one account, where previous to that, I had Malfeasance and and all these other exotic quests done on my PC account, but I had to drop that account when cross save came. Gotcha. So now I'm kind of going through and slowly reworking to get all those. So I was playing some Gambit, you know, and of course when I play Gambit, like all I try and do is invade. Like I sit back and pick off, you know, pick off enemies for other people. And I'm pretty good at letting them pick up motes and you know, killing people so that they can actually get to the motes, you know, it, like being smart about who I'm killing. But I really do enjoy invading. And I've had some epic games, man. I've had some 36 and 38 kill Gambit games where I just stomp the other team.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I get a rush out of doing the PvP side of it, you know, running over there with a sniper and just trying to take them all out.
Yeah. So what are your in Crucible right now? What are some of your favorite weapon loadouts right now?
Well, I'm definitely a Fusion boy. Yes. I think I have something
what do you have for your Aaron Toll? You have a good role for that?
Yeah. So I'm weird. I don't like the standard god role that everyone goes for. My rental that is my go-to is actually backup plan and auto loading holster. And the reason for that being is that I play a lot of comp, and comp is definitely a shotgun heavy mode in the higher ranks. And so you need a fusion rifle that you can whip out at a moment's notice and blast someone before they close the gap. Because if you play a good shotgun player, they will close that gap before you can charge a fusion rifle. So my rental has backup plan and auto loading holster. So if I have ammo, it's always loaded. And backup plan allows me to fire off two shots in the time that it would normally allow me to do one. And I have somewhere around 8,000 or 9,000 kills with my rental. So I definitely have put in my time to understand it. And that exceeds any of my other kills by like thousands, you know?
Yeah, I hear you on the backup plan. I actually would love to go for a role for that. My best role is mostly range specs, but I do have quick draw and I'm happy about that. So, and I would love to have a backup plan.
You know, range is overlooked, but I think range is huge for fusions. You know, I have a really high ranger rental that sits in my vault. And when I do pull it out just to play around with it, it amazes me at the distance that you can hit people at. It's just ridiculous. And you can play that way. You just have to be really, really map aware. But I tend to play very fast. So running like in a rental with Ace of Spades on PC, is definitely like a very popular loadout for me. One of my buddies helped me get Not Forgotten this season. So I've been playing with that and Dust Rock a lot as well, or that and Revoker. I think those are my two loadouts, is either a Fusion and Ace or a Not Forgotten and a Sniper or a Shotgun. So.
Oh man, I hear you. In fact, I forgot about how much I liked Ace of Spades until I needed to use it for some quest recently. And I didn't need to use it specifically, but that's why I decided to.
Mm-hmm.
I think I was even doing it on PS4 at the time, not even on PC. But even there, I was like, oh yeah, Ace is working for me, working for my playstyle.
You know, it especially with the mouse in your hand, man, that gun just hands you headshots. Mm-hmm. It's not quite as forgiving as Not Forgotten, but I mean, it is a very, very solid gun. Pre-nerf, like this last balance change that they did definitely put a hurt on it. Before the balance change, like that, there was no contender with a mouse in your hand. Like Ace of Spades just hit forever. Like the distance on it was ridiculous. Memento Mori didn't have a drop off at that point. So it's just, yeah, it's a good gun, man. I definitely like it.
Man, you're definitely getting me excited more for Crucible. I go through small phases. I impressed myself this season. I finally got, although it was a lot easier this season, of course, but I finally got my Recluse. And I did in the solo freelance playlist, which was very, very doable.
Oh, it's such a good playlist.
Yeah.
Such a good playlist to jump into.
Yeah, and I did it over a weekend, basically, and I did it on PC, too. I started, like, on a Thursday-ish and had it done by Sunday and just played some matches here and there, and it was fun. And I can actually see, you know, even though, again, I'm not as much of the competitive type, I really started to see some of the draw for that, being in these games where we would be on we'd be behind two and then we'd catch up and then be on the last round and then one guy's alive and are we going to do it? You know, and then, and then we pull it off. Luckily I was never the last guy alive in any of those situations to make the clutch. Cause I'm a little worried, but our teammates always did. And so it was kind of fun.
I know that Revoker stat wise is probably not the best sniper. But for me, man, that it is the best sniper in the game. Like, I think it handles really, really well. Like, I think it handles in the top tier. Like, it might not be as good as a Beloved or a Twilight Oath, but I definitely think it's up there as far as handling. But the fact that you get a bullet back when you miss is game changing, and I think it pushes people to take shots that they wouldn't normally take. And that's the biggest thing in sniping, is like, always take the shot. If they're rushing you and they're in shotgun range, hip fire. You know, if you think that you should pull out your hand cannon and try and pop them real quick, take the sniper shot. And the more you do that, the more of them you start landing. And then when you start landing them consistently, you're like, okay, like this gun is very powerful, because even if I don't land it, I'm going to get my shot back, assuming I don't die. So I don't know, man, it's a game changer of a sniper when you really start thinking about it.
Oh, I wholeheartedly agree. You're saying beautiful words to my ears, because like, always take the shot is something that I've even been realizing too, even just using snipers in raids. I would be too hesitant and like, am I locked on? Am I aimed? But then more recently, there's been a couple times in the latest raid in the third encounter where you have to shoot the eyes off of the Harpy boss. And you're trying to clutch someone else who wasn't able to shoot it yet. A couple times I was like, I don't know if I'm exactly locked on, but I'm going to go for it. And I would actually get the shot a few times. I'm like, oh, that works.
Yeah. Yeah. It's crazy. So,
oh man. Yeah. I'm hearing you for sure. Well, Sin, I know you're still with us. I feel bad you're so quiet when we're not talking to you.
That's quite all right. I even stopped to get gas in the middle of all that. So
awesome. You should have had it unmuted for that. That would have been so awesome.
That is best multitasking ever. I just took the phone outside the car with me so I could just hear what was going on. Mm-hmm. And then put $20 in and went on about my business. But it's all good.
Where you're at.
240 something, but we have sheets, and you get 3 cents off anytime you use their card. So yes, I swiped my debit card, my sheets card, and got $20 in gas and saved 3 cents per gallon.
That is not too shabby. I think we're sitting like 260, 270, something like that.
Some areas are a little higher. So, I mean, I travel back and forth between home and work, which work is in Baltimore. So yeah, I do a lot of driving, and I get to see a lot of differences in gas prices, unfortunately. Okay. But I did have one question for Fluffy that I put in our chat earlier, just in case I ran a little bit late at work and couldn't hop on right away. And I know we haven't asked it yet, but where did you come up with your gamer tag?
It is taken from The Office. There is an episode where Michael is trying to be in a gang, and he's asking questions about like gang members and stuff. And Daryl makes a joke about being in a gang, and Fluffy Fingers is like the code name for when gangsters tickle each other when there's a beef. And I thought it was hilarious. Like, it just right place at the right time. And that episode must've been on when I was looking at gamer tags, and I ran with it.
Oh, I love it. Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. Now, one of your emblems or logos somewhere is fingers, but they kind of make, like, you ever play that circle game where you get somebody to look when you're making a circle with your fingers?
Yeah.
It looks like that. Is that what that's from?
Well, it's actually like that, or like you ever do that? Do the two circle fingers, and you put your index finger and your thumb together, and then you flip them upside down, and you make a mask out of your hands over your eyes. You know, like that's. I think that was kind of where it was coming from. One of the dudes in our community who isn't around anymore, but I used to play a lot of like D1 trials with. He was getting into graphic design, and I was streaming one night, and he's like, can I make a logo for you? And I'm like, yeah, dude, of course you can. Why would I say no? And he came back with that, and he made it purple and white without knowing that I really love purple and white. And it just kind of stuck. And so yeah, it was just a product of someone in the community just wanted to draw some art and came back with it. And it's been that way ever since.
And then you have your, I see your other graphics here. Potatoes, are they like samurais or ninjas? What are they?
Oh, yeah.
Like masks. Yeah. Pretty cool looking.
Yeah. So a couple different ones. Like there's a super basic one that I drew with a mouse before I had my drawing tablet. And then there's the better version, which is my icon. And that was Khan created a couple emotes for my Twitch stream. And so one of them is a Khan emote, the one that is my icon in Discord. But yeah. So Khan, Young Khan, has drawn that for us, and he did one t-shirt design for us. And then everything else that we've been putting out lately is all stuff I've been drawing. And I've really been getting into the drawing stuff. I actually have one, I'm a big graffiti fan. Really big graffiti fan. So I actually have a new graffiti design that I'm hoping to put out, in the next week or so that I've been drawing. But yeah, a lot of the stuff that we've been coming out with lately is all just stuff that I've been doing in my free time.
Oh, that's pretty neat. Yeah, and I see the graffiti style, of course, with the one of the podcast logo icons, or the main one.
Yeah.
Yep. So that's pretty neat. Everyone should check that out.
So, real quick, I've been listening to a lot of Potato Thumbs.
I'm sorry.
I know Nips's brother is Brisbear, and he has his own podcast.
Yes.
So I kind of chuckled when I heard the name, and I don't know if he knows this or not, but the name of his podcast is One of Us or something like that, or?
Yep.
Is that right?
Yep.
So there's a One of Us gaming community, and we had Rock City Roller, who I guess leads up their podcast, on at one point. So I kind of laughed when I heard that. It's like, I'm not going to say anything because I'll feel bad because he just started it. But I've heard that. But his is a little bit, his is different, though. He does movie reviews on horror movies.
Yeah, they do horror movies. But I mean, you know, it's one of those things, man, like, it's bound to happen, right? Like, you know, Dan Finity, he's in your guys' Discord. He did the SideQuest Sunday thing, right? And right when he was kicking off SideQuest Sunday, the dudes from the Destiny Community podcast were like, oh, we're going to do SideQuest Sundays. You know, and it's like almost the exact same name, both podcasts starting at the exact same time. You know, I think it's just bound to happen, right? With so many people having access to microphones and PCs and the technology nowadays. But yeah, Briz does, they do horror movies and stuff, which is, I'm way too big of a wuss. Like my movies are like comedies and actions. I'm not a big jump scare horror movie person myself.
Yeah, I have not been too much into watching them. I still haven't even watched It.
Oh, but, me either.
I did finally get to watch John Wick 3 yesterday, so that was nice.
So what'd you think? Because I own all three of them, and I was a big fan of 1 and 2. I've only watched 3. I own 3, but I've only watched it like once. But what did you think?
It was a little bit off pace from the other two, personally. Yep. I thought the ending, with the way it ended with John Wick, I was totally not expecting that. So I will give them that, because they make this whole stand against the table. not to spoil too much on the outcome for those who haven't watched it yet, but for that guy to do what he did to him at the end, I get why he did it, but I just felt like it was missing a little something with how it ended.
Yeah, it's funny, man. I'm on the same page with you. Like, I really loved 1 and 2, but 3 just, it didn't seem to have the same magic. Like, I purchased it before watching it, and I don't buy a lot of movies for myself. I buy a lot of movies for the kids, but not for myself. And I bought it and I watched it, and I was like, oh, that could have been a rental.
Now, man. I think if they came out with a 4, because they left it on a cliffhanger where they left the door open for that. I think if they came out with to end the story with John Wick going on a rampage like he always does and just owning the whole movie, I think I could make a little more sense out of 3 because of some setbacks that he took with meeting, I guess, the elder or whatever it's called, the head of the table, and how that played out and what he had to sacrifice there. I think if they came out with a 4 to kind of end all of that and him being super badass like the first two, you know, I think for me that might be its retribution or coming. They might come back from 3 in that regards.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I didn't like hate it, but there's just something about 1 and 2, man. Like, I'm not a person that likes to watch movies over and over and over again, right? But those two movies, usually, like, if I have to go fly somewhere or be somewhere where I have to kill like an hour or two, it's like, okay, well, I'll download them on my phone and rewatch them. I've seen them once, but the action is good, you know? Yeah, I don't know.
Right. Yeah, and I'm the kind of guy, I'll typically buy the movies, but I purposely buy the Blu-ray and digital combos. Mm-hmm. I'll keep the Blu-ray, I redeem the digital. For that regards, I can watch the digital anywhere, I can download it and watch it anywhere, and it gives me that opportunity to rewatch something on the go if I ever need to. And I own all 3 of them digital now.
Yeah.
I agree. I think it lacked a little something in there, but still good overall.
Yeah, I think like 2 years ago or so when we started, you know, when we cut cable and started streaming everything, we switched from Blu-rays and DVDs to Google Play. And I'm a big fan of digital copies. You know, it's nice to be able to put things on the kids' tablets or put things on my cell phone, you know, or download something and watch it and then, you know, delete it off your phone and know you can download it again if you're going to be somewhere without signal. Yeah, it's nice to have that for sure.
Are you doing that Disney Plus?
Yeah, we are. We got it, what, last week? Which was pretty perfect because I got super sick. Like, basically lived on my sofa from Thursday night until about midday Saturday. And I went through their entire Marvel movie catalog in that time. I had seen them all, except for Captain Marvel, but I rewatched all of them. And it was, I was very happy that I had Disney Plus at that time.
Yeah, that Disney Plus, boy, my kids have been enjoying it so much. My wife has, I have too. Really the only thing I'm like, I'm not as much into Marvel as other people, but boy, I've been loving this Mandalorian. In fact, I haven't watched the latest episode yet. Got to watch that tonight.
Yep. Episode 4 dropped.
Yep. I'm excited to see what happens.
We were sitting around after everyone left our house for Thanksgiving yesterday, and the kids were playing on their tablets, but I wanted to throw some on the TV, and I was like, all right, what can I watch that I actually want to watch, but I don't have to worry about the kids seeing, because they're 6 and 4, you know, or I'm sorry, 7 and 4, so, you know, we're definitely PG, and I'm like, well, I'm going to throw on Last Jedi. Like, it's... For the most part, it's not that scary, right? It's pretty family friendly. So we threw on Last Jedi and watched that. And as soon as the kids went to bed, my wife's like, what do you want to do? And I'm like, I guess, do you want to watch Force Awakens? Like, I know it's in reverse order, but Last Jedi was actually pretty entertaining. So we ended up watching Force Awakens as well yesterday. So that's, I don't know, man. It's nice. I think one was on Netflix and the other was on Disney Plus, but either way.
Oh yeah. And I've been playing the Jedi Fallen Order video game, which has been really a ton of fun. It's been really, really interesting. I got it on PC, and for anyone who's ever played like an Uncharted type game or even a little bit like Tomb Raider, it's totally like Uncharted, but Star Wars version, where you're just kind of, it's a hack and slash, nothing too crazy. In fact, they even recommend running controller on PC because it's one of those type of games where you're just kind of exploring around, some light platforming. So the lightsaber duels are pretty good. You know, they have some involvement in them and different key combos you can do. But boy, the story and the exploration aspect is top notch, and I've been having a lot of fun with it.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I mostly play Destiny. I'm a 99%er Destiny, but adventure games like Uncharted or Assassin's Creed or Tomb Raider, for some reason, those have always sucked me in. They're a perfect complement to a game like Destiny, where I might hop off. I got my Undying title. I've kind of been taking a soft break on Destiny, not a hard break, but a soft break, you know,
sure.
These last couple of weeks, if anyone's raids or does dungeon, I'm always up, but it's always good to have something else.
Yeah. Oh, definitely, yeah. Man. Before Destiny took over my video game life, I definitely played a lot of Assassin's Creed and games like that. The ongoing joke is Nips bought me Witcher 3 2 years ago now, and I'm like 4 hours into it or 6 hours into it. And I started playing it, and then it just went downhill from there, and he went back to Destiny. I enjoyed it. Like, I have nothing against it. It's hard to pull me away.
Oh, I get it. And one quick thing I just want to talk about tonight, and then we can go anywhere or kind of close up our discussions. But as the season's coming to an end, what do we hope or expect might come next season? And I know there's still some rumbling, like, oh, when are we going to get more PvP stuff? Of course, I want to know what's going on with the Season of the Dawn. It kind of looks like all we have so far is a preview icon that looks like could be a Vex gate in the background. And now that I'm thinking about this more and the way things have kind of like not totally come to an end, I have a gut feeling the Vex are going to be staying around for a while. Do you really think they're going to be taking out these barrier champions out of all the Nightfalls in the raid? I mean, it seems like they're going to be sticking around for a while. I don't know what you guys think or hope for anything coming up.
It'll be interesting to see what they pull away, because they definitely said that they're going to take things away as they add new things so that they don't have to maintain everything. I think
the offensive will go away for sure, but
I think
X in some part will still be involved.
Maybe I agree.
But yeah.
We were talking about this in one of my Discord chats. But they did say that one of these seasons is going to be very heavily PvP focused.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see if it's this one or one coming. They're doing a reveal stream, what, Tuesday?
Well, Wednesday.
Wednesday? Yeah.
Yeah, I believe. And it'll be exciting. So yeah, this will be coming out shortly before then. I believe it's Wednesday, December 4th at the kind of typical 10 a.m. Pacific, so 11, 12, 1 p.m. Eastern. And I'll definitely be trying to check it out. I mean, I guess it could be obvious, but maybe you don't feel this way, but what are some hopes that you have for PvP, more like trial stuff coming back, or where do you kind of want to see things going?
You know, man, I'm always excited for balance changes. And not because I need there needs to be one. Like, I don't need weapons to go away, but it's fun to play with new weapons, right? I don't want to play the same loadout all the time, you know. And in the season that I got Claymore, all I did was play Graviton and Eope, to the point that even though they were still good the next season, I had to put them away because it's like all I've done is play with these two weapons the entire season. So I definitely welcome balance changes, and just for the sake of changing up weapons and forcing my hand to play new weapons. I will always play what is in my best interest for winning. So doing things like that make me explore subclasses and weapon loadouts. And I like that. You know, I was a very heavy Titan user on PC up until this last season came out. And I went into this current season as a Warlock because I wanted to be a Blink Shotgun Warlock and get the Astrocyte Verse. And I got it. And I was playing my alternate characters, and I switched to a Hunter 1 week, and I haven't left Hunter since then. So, like, changes like that are just making me do things, like, can just lead me to a different subclass for a season. And so I really look forward to just the changes that they're making to Solar and things like that coming my way. I'll definitely be hardcore on the PvE for the first 2 to 3 weeks, and then I'll probably slip back into Crucible play. That seems to be my my MO for Destiny.
Yeah, I love the changes too. That's what can keep it interesting. You know, this season they did a pretty good job of getting me excited with the Arc Warlock, at least with that exotic chest piece. But I gravitated back towards Void again because you can't pass up those oppressive darkness grenades. They're just so OP right now in PvE. And of course, there's some other good Void builds for the Warlock. But I am, even though Solar is probably my least favorite, I am looking forward to trying out the new changes next season. And who knows, maybe it'll be something. I'll see if I stick on it on the PvE side. I'll have to try it in PvP also and see what it's like. So yeah. Change is good. I agree. Yeah, change meta, change things up, and it kind of gets you out of comfort zones. It gets you to try new things. It keeps the game interesting, right? I mean,
it really does. Yeah,
that's what we need, even if we're not getting tons of new weapons.
You know, even if it's silly, like I've done a really bad job of playing with oppressive darkness and all that stuff this season. I thought I was going to be a Void Titan and exploit the magnetic grenades for their one hit kills. You know, I saw the video on it. I was like, dude, I can sticky nade people and it's got tons of aim assist. Like, yeah, okay, that's what I'm doing this season. But surprisingly, I went a totally different route. But sometimes just doing fun or cheesy builds it keeps it interesting, you know, whether it's trying to like use well and trying to drop the sword on someone's head, you know, for a kill in PvP or, you know, whatever it might be, like doing middle tree arc warlock and trying to hit someone with a hand cannon and then shoot a ball of light for the melee at them, you know, for the final kill or whatever, like little tweaks that they make to make those subclasses fun again can go a long way if you're open to the idea of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lot to look forward to. I've always generally been a hardcore Destiny player from since I started all the way till now, even through the dark days of Curse of Osiris. I think the longest break I took was a couple week break to play Assassin's Creed, and then I came back.
Yeah.
Oh man.
So I was gonna say, so you mentioned the kind of like teaser poster still kind of Vexy, but you know, they did mention they were planning on transitioning, going from one thing to the next in the season to kind of make it more, I guess, linear or make it make sense a little. I'm wondering if they're going to bring more from darkness, if there is going to be like a new race or something, because we're in the kind of the season of the Undying with primarily Vex. They've done a pretty good job traditionally in the past switching up the focus with these seasons of like different enemy types. If it's going from Taken to Fallen or Scorn, they kind of highlight different enemies in that regard. Maybe they might transition from the Vex to something like the Darkness, or Vex to something else. I'm kind of hoping they do change it up a little bit in that regards. Makes it a little interesting.
Well, I hope they do too. I feel like I don't know with what they've built into these Nightfalls with these anti-barrier champions. I guess it could be a different enemy type, but either they're going to be keeping Vex or they're going to be keeping anti-barrier overload. Because that'd be really weird, even though they're resetting the artifacts, if they don't give us anti-barrier or overload. mods again, and then that'll be really weird for the raid and the Nightfalls.
You know, they might come out with something different, right? Because like
that'd be cool if they did. I'm skeptical, like with programming time, how much they have to like totally change up the Nightfalls and the raid, you know?
Right. But I mean, if they don't put they have to do one of two things, right? They either have to remove them because they won't have the artifact boost anymore for them, or the artifact is going to have repeat perks. But I don't know that I see them wanting to reuse perks like that. So unless there's mod slots that start dropping anti-barrier rounds and stuff like that, I don't know how they could keep them.
Yeah, but they could drop them as in a way. I'm also a little skeptical. I'm like, yeah, they want to have new perks, but can they really come up with that many new perks each season? So maybe there'll be a couple of repeats here and there.
Yeah,
maybe,
that's true.
Like you said, they'll just drop like as a regular mod option, but we will know hopefully a lot more on Wednesday. I mean, we're going to get a reveal trailer. Maybe we won't know like details until the TWAB, but either way, next Wednesday, Thursday, all in all, next week, we'll know a lot because that's only 1 week before we're coming up on the new season. So,
yeah, I was going to say they typically do a good job of not giving everything away, but I mean, we're literally like, you know, coming up on 2 weeks when the new season starts on the 10th, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Because, so we're like, God, it's crazy. We're like a week and a half away.
I know. There's like the countdown in the Destiny app. It's kind of funny. I'll look from time to time. It's like so many days left. So yeah, we're getting there for sure. Well, before we kind of close up for the evening, anything else you wanted to bring up about your thoughts in the game or life in general?
You know, I think the biggest thing for Destiny is it is a game. Like at the end of the day, none of it matters. So like when you go to play to have fun. Right? There's nothing else more important than are you being entertained? If you're having a bad time or you're not enjoying it, like find a way to enjoy it or find something else that you enjoy, because life is short, man. You know, like sign on, have fun, hang out with friends, laugh. Like that's what it's there for.
Yeah, that is true. If you don't have fun, then you will likely get burnt out and hate the game.
Yeah, exactly. No, it's been great hanging out with you guys. So thank you. Thank you so much for having me on tonight. This has been a pretty good time.
Sin, it sounds like are you more with us? It sounds like you're clear.
No.
Oh no! I'm still driving. You stepped in the house. Never mind. Okay, you're still weird.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be home in like 10 to 15 minutes. Honestly,
so you have 10 days. I just looked up 10 days left in the season. You're gonna get your Undying title.
Yeah. I need to survive the weekend.
That didn't sound so positive.
I need somebody to log into my account ASAP and start grinding.
Nah, you'll get it, man.
What are you trying to grind out again?
Undying. Yeah, Undying.
What steps do you have left, or what else do you have to do?
That was just the strike stuff. Two or three of the seasonal for the collection stuff, and then the ritual weapon. So it's really just the longest part. Grinding kills and Nightfall score.
Yeah. Well, Sin, any other questions or I can move on to our housekeeping section?
Don't forget to move on to the pinnacle question of the podcast.
Oh, I know. That's kind of coming, question is, will Sin get the Undying title? Dun dun dun. No, our question that we like to ask all our guests, if you ever listen to our show, and you can take this wherever you want, but tell us about if you have a favorite dessert or what you like in that category.
Ooh, favorite dessert. So I've been, you know, we do this weight loss competition with our Discord. And so for the past year and a month, I've been I've been losing weight, and I think I'm down like 70 pounds.
Wow. That is awesome.
Yeah. So I haven't had like a ton of desserts lately. And when I say lately, I mean like the past like 14 months. But you know, I'll have a, like tonight I'm having a beer. Like, you know, you gotta enjoy life, right? God, what is my favorite dessert? I got a couple things, man. We'll go with a couple things, okay?
Right.
We're not going to limit it. Like a good Rice Krispie bar. Like a good gooey, like, get your hands sticky, is like melting as you're holding it, Rice Krispie bar. Let's see, we'll do that. My grandma used to make some really bomb cookies. Set the standard and like no one can compare. And I wish I would have learned how to make her cookies while she was still around, because now there's just this empty void in my soul where cookies should be. Yeah. And then we'll wrap it up with my sister made some pumpkin cheesecake for Thanksgiving. And she's become quite the chef in the past like 5-10 years. So whenever we do a family thing now, like her only thing that she has to bring is dessert, and everyone's happy because they're like, yeah, this is better than we could have bought. So yeah, I think we'll go with those three for right now.
That is amazing. And Rice Krispie Treats is something that I actually really, really like, and I haven't had in a long time. So I almost forgot about that dessert.
Yeah, you know what I mean though? Like when you pick them up and they're just slowly start like melting out of form, you know? Like a good Rice Krispie treat. That's where it's at.
And I want to give a shout out to Phantom Physics in our podcast. We had a little bit of dessert talk today. He had something that I never heard of before called carrot pudding. And it basically looks like, or it is a version of, I mean, I said it looked like raw carrot cake batter when you look at it in the picture, but he says it is kind of like carrot cake, but way better. Yeah, I know. It does look like it. It's got a good cinnamon and nutmeg flavor to it. Plus there's a sauce you can put on that soaks up in the pudding. So the sauce is nutmeg, sugar, and water, but you can use rum instead of water in the sauce. I'm like, that sounds pretty darn good. I might have to do that this holiday break. I'm like, I have some spiced dark rum in the cabinet that I use for Bananas Foster. Maybe I can make up some carrot pudding here.
It looked like a little like baby food, not gonna lie.
Okay, I admit the picture does look a little funny at times. But don't think about it. I'm trying to imagine what it tastes like, and I can imagine it's really, really good. And then someone else posted a picture of hickory smoked cherry cheesecake. You know, you can put anything in a smoker these days, and I've heard
of
even like garlic bread or cheesecake in smokers can give them really good flavor. I'm down. I definitely want to try that. That was by the co-founder. I'm like, boy, I'm tempted now to travel to Arizona to have some of that.
No, no. Co-founder told you that was good. I don't know if I trust that.
You know that ragtag guy?
Him? I'm old school Derp fan, man. We spent plenty of days in general chat together. So
isn't that funny how we all kind of, I mean, I'm old school Derp too, and not as, I'm sure, as old school as some of you. I started playing Destiny in the community early 2016, but still, that's kind of old school Derp at this point.
Oh yeah, for sure.
So, oh man, good times.
Yeah.
Well, we better start wrapping up the show, but boy, it's been so easy. Such a pleasure to talk to you this evening. And we want everyone to check out your podcast. So, by the way, I don't think we have any other housekeeping. There are no new reviews this week. So I'm just going to start shouting out Mr. Fluffy Fingers here. So everyone, please check out the Potato Thumbs podcast. They have many episodes in the book. If you want to hear people have a good time and be something that we can strive to at this podcast, check them out. But
thanks, guys.
That is Potato Thumbs podcast. But yeah, if you want to give out your actual handles and everything, and now would be the time to do so, please.
Yeah, at Potato Thumbs on Twitter. potatothumbspodcast@gmail.com. You can hit us up either way. We have a, we're in, actually, we have two different Discords. We don't have a Discord for just our podcast. So if you want to jump in and say hi, I am in the Guardian Hub podcast Discord. So you can always shoot me a DM if you want to swing over and jump in our Discords as well. But I have had a good time. I definitely look forward to coming back on the show with you guys, and we'll have to have you guys both on our show as well. So
yeah, man,
it'll
sure
make for a good episode. Yeah.
Excellent. Sin, where can people find you other than on the road? Huh?
You can find me getting off the exit to get to my house and on
coordinates,
Twitch.
GPS coordinates.
It is the usual 8675.309.
309.
That is so going to be my Spotify choice for your playlist.
That's okay. You know, we've had some bad choices from just one person in particular, so you cannot go wrong at this point.
Solid. But you can find me on twitch.tv/sinmedia. Sin is C-Y-N. And on Twitter @sin_media. Also, once a week, catch me over at Destiny Digest. And Kingsley, plug in those coordinates. Take us home.
Yes, you can find me as Kingsley Mac on PlayStation and on PC and on Twitch. And then on Twitter, though, I am MC Kingsley. You can find our show on our website at theguardianhub.com or on Twitter as theguardianhub. And that's it for this week. Again, we really want to thank Mr. Fluffy Fingers, MD, for coming on the show this evening. Thank you. Thank you. That's our cheer.
I like it. I like it.
But yeah, thanks for coming on. Thanks everyone for listening. And we will talk to you next week. Goodbye.
Bye.
Awesome.